This is a discussion of chapters 4, 5, and 6 in the book How to Lie with Statistics by Darrell Huff.
Okay.
So chapter 4 is actually a lot like the other chapters that we read, especially with chapter 3 and chapter 2. It's about how statistics aren't always correct because they don't think about other factors. So if we look back to the IQ thing, they don't actually pay attention to like the artistic ability, the creative ability. They just focus on what your intellect says.
Yeah, and what those numbers mean changes. They have that stuff about how like it's well, first of all, it's based off an average.
Yeah.
So it's not even, like, a real thing. It's just, like, it's not like the SATs, like, this is right and that's wrong. It's, like, you could be really, really genius, but you could still be if everyone else is really genius.
Or
if
not.
Right. You know, and then you also have to think about, like, who's taking this test. Like, only people who care a lot. So I would say only people who are generally, like, smart. You know? And then there was, like, other things that I thought was really interesting about how, like, you know, the deviations, they were included and it wasn't, like, that's not your number, it's like kind of like a range.
Oh yeah, so
yeah,
it's like
the
plus
probable
or minus
error.
Range.
Uh-huh.
And I liked it how they were like, oh, like Peter is not inferior. In fact, he's possibly superior. And I was like, no, that's Peter.
Yeah. Wait, how does that even work? Like, I was confused because I was like, so you add or subtract 3 or
it's like, it's like
there's not 3%.
There could be a possibility that like you're 3
is that how
that,
it is?
Like, it's like, or you're 3
yeah. It's just, like, what they're saying is that, like if you get, like, a 101, like, that's great and all, but, like, actually, because of, like, chance and things,
mm-hmm.
you could, and because of, like, the way that that kind of thing is done, the way it's not, like, an answer, it's, like, a average of other people, that 101 could be actually 3 points higher, or it could be 3 points lower. It's, like, a range that they're talking about, which I thought was cool.
So, wait, if what is his name,
Peter and Linda,
right? Peter, so Peter's was 98, and Linda's was 101 or something. And then, if Peter was...
So, but if Peter's was actually, like, chance had put him lower than he was, so if Peter got the plus 3,
yeah.
he'd be at 101.
Yeah, so
and
it
if,
would be equal.
Right, be equal. And if Linda, at the same time, was overestimated, and she should actually be 3 points lower, then she would be 98, and he would be 101. So they're just showing how, like, it actually, like, shows
how it actually
it
comes out to be in the end.
And he said that...
How it comes out to be in the end, that's what they mean with, like, adding and subtracting the 3.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I really like the pictures in these chapters. They're really funny. And there was that, I don't know, was that chapter 6 where they talked about the pictures?
Well, that was kind of, I mean, it was kind of chapter 5 and chapter 6. Chapter 5 was about making graphs look different than they actually are, and then chapter 6 was, instead of using graphs, using
pictures,
like objects,
whatever. Yeah. And I thought, because I never, like, I never realized that when they do that, like, I never even thought about it. Like, it was so clear that, like, when they do double the size of something,
mm-hmm.
they don't
oh,
draw
yeah.
double it. They
mm-hmm.
draw, like, quadruple or whatever.
Yeah.
And I never even, like, when I look at those pictures, I never thought, like, oh, that's actually double. I thought it was just, like, an image, like, representation, like, catch your eye. I didn't realize that, like, people use that to try to, like, give false messages.
I think it goes with, like, commercial-wise, too. Like, we talked about in the discussion last week
mm-hmm.
about how, like, companies try to use, I don't know, deceiving graphs and like pictographs to like show that they're better or whatever to like I don't know.
Remember when we talked about
we talked about how like the orange juice was like
yeah.
they were like zooming in on their graph so that like
mm-hmm.
you couldn't see the part where actually it was only off by like 0.1. It was like they zoomed in so much it looked like a huge difference. They have that with like the face behind that got stretched
right.
That was really funny.
I think there was another one that was like, if you zoom in like crazy, then it would look like there's a drastic change. But if you zoom out, it's really just this little tiny bump.
Yeah, and like, yeah, it It means that, like, the reporters can give, like, whatever title they want. And I think it's as much a use for, like, the different businesses to, like, sell their products as it is for, like, news to have, like, inflammatory news. Because, like a little line isn't as good looking as, like, a drastic changing thing.
Yeah. I feel like a typical person who's reading something, say, from a magazine or a newspaper, doesn't really pay attention to, like, the difference of how, like, this is showing us, like, the intervals, how, if you're zooming out, zooming in. Like, personally, me, myself, like, I don't really look into it unless it's, like, an assignment, like, look at
but
it, like,
that's,
I never really look at
that's
it
the
that
point.
Point.
It's because, like, you don't look at it. You don't look at the fact that it doesn't start at zero. You look, you just look and you see the line.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to pay attention to the fact that, like, actually the y-axis is, like, increasing by 0.02.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, like, that's what's so, such a big issue is, like, people don't look that into it because they're not researching. They're just reading. And then they get,
like, like, a normal person wouldn't think of doing that either way.
Yeah.
Like, why would they just, like,
take their
like,
time
to...
And, like,
That's why people use it as an advantage to deceive the normal people, I guess.
Yeah.
The book to press.
I don't know. I thought it was, like... Also, there was this stuff, I think earlier in the chapter they talked about the cigarette company and how the cigarette company had to, like, was forced to stop advertising a certain way because actually, like, the thing that they had found out was negligible.
Oh, yeah,
Nicotine or something like that.
Gold.
Yeah.
It's like old gold.
Yeah.
I thought that was,
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And also how, the one company was doing the studies where they would like correlate things differently, like they make it like, or like, I don't know, they would like, you know, like the variables thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like where like there's like the hidden variables or like lack of connection, like the fact that it's the nighttime doesn't necessarily mean that there's more car crashes. It's just maybe more people drive during the night. And that kind of thing. I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so chapter 6 is talking about how images are being used, how they're exaggerated, how one image may be stated as that it's 2 times bigger, but really it's more than 2 times bigger.
It's like 4 times.
Yeah. And pretty much it's just exaggeration, kind of like... persuasion get the point across that they want to get to the audience.
I mean, and also I thought it was kind of funny how he said that, like, people might just think cows are bigger now, because that's honestly, like, that's what I first thought. I was like, really? Like, our cows? Like, even if it was,
rhinos.
The cow's there, like, even if, like, the cow, like, that cow looks like it's 3 times bigger across, maybe 3 times bigger tall ways, so, like, if they're saying 3 times bigger, but our cow's really, like, 3 times bigger, like, is that a thing? I was, like, really confused. I was like, really? And then I read it, and I was like, hey, true stuff.
I mean, it's all based off of what you could say is an accurate set of data. So you have this graph that, it's accurate, but then when you turn it into a picture, you kind of have that opportunity to make it something that it's really not,
mm-hmm.
but yet they're still taken as something that is valid.
Yeah.
Because people don't really, you know, they don't want to take the time to worry about it too much, and it's because it's, like, it's a picture, so why not believe it?
And it's unfortunate, because pictures are a really good way to get words across, so things that you wouldn't be able to say in, like, other ways, like... Like, when you're trying to understand, like, what, like, $2 trillion is,
mm-hmm.
it's hard. You know, like, we had those pictures in history that we would look at for, like, what a billion is versus a trillion versus a million. So, like, you can really understand, like, what it really is. Because, like, a billion is not 2 million. It's, like, a whole other series of zeros more. Which is, like, hard to understand. And so there was, like, this picture of, like, the watts of money. And it really got the idea across. But, like, if that kind of thing can be, like, fucked with, excuse my language, farted with, I said fart, then, you know, it makes it a lot harder to test those things, and I don't know, now I'm wondering.
I found it clever that the name of the method is rhymes with, I can't even say this word, how do you say that word?
Rhinoceros.
Yeah. Okay. In conclusion, chapter 4 dealt with how there are other factors you should be considering when interpreting images on graphs, and chapter 5 talks about how graphs are being zoomed in and zoomed out to make them seem bigger or smaller when they're really, there's a smaller change. And chapter 6, the last chapter, talks about how pictograms are misinterpreted and exaggerated. Just how everything is exaggerated. And the typical person doesn't see that it is. Yeah.
For our next time, we are going to be reading through to the end of the book. So that'll be a really good discussion. See you then.
It's gonna be a long one.